Not many years ago in Punjab, going to the club was considered clearly upper class and frowned upon by the conservatives. But today, clubs have not only emerged as a new entertainment zones, but membership is also a coveted status symbol.
Be it cash rich Ludhiana, tradition driven Amritsar, or the status conscious Chandigarh, the entire state is in grip of club culture. And though the young are in a majority, a number of these clubs are switching over to a more family-oriented customer base. Much of the popularity of clubs is owing to changing social attitudes. From times when clubs did not conform to middle-class value systems, to the present day when they too aspire to reach out. Not only as clubbing a sought-after recreation, but more important is seen as a lifestyle statement.
Large number of people from this area have gone abroad. And their contact with the West is very important because most of the things which come over there, they are taken away by these people very soon. And so therefore they copy that and they indulge in these kinds of things. And I think lastly to me it appears that this sense of display is very strong in these people. Whatever they may remain at home, but once they come out of the home they would like to display whatever they have, whether they have TVs or cameras or good clothes, jewelry, whatever they have.
More than a dozen clubs have sprung up in Punjab in the past 8 years since militancy was uprooted from the state, even as membership of the older clubs have increased 3 to 4 fold. As the membership profile expands to include many more, the clubs are going in for options catering to other social groups too. The office girl and the housewife, though retaining a higher end aura. Just from being watering holes, the clubs have evolved into family recreation centers, offering a basket full of leisure options at economical rates. Air-conditioned state-of-the-art gyms and all-weather swimming pools to imported bowling alleys and sauna jacuzzis.
After day's job, when you have to do something to keep yourself fit, I feel that this is the best place to come. Moreover, it also offers you some kind of recreation in the evenings. It's a nice place to meet with other people, to chat with them, and to find out different problems of the city also. You can discuss it out, you can discuss certain things, certain important issues also at the club informally.
That's certainly not to say that old attraction has vanished altogether. The change now is that it's no longer as strongly frowned upon by an upwardly mobile middle class. The altered attitude goes well with the increased spending power. Clubs are now letting in the middle class that has money to splurge and aspires to rock shoulders with a power pack. The increasing number of new rich middle class people see clubs as a means to climb the social ladder. The club is now looked by many as a virtual extension of the living room, and with the numerous facilities offered for relaxation and socializing, much more too.
It's a major prestige issue to have membership with big clubs in town. It's a nice getaway to sit with our own people, socialize, enjoy ourselves for some time.
And it is a place where one can have avail all the facilities which are not available in any restaurant or in any five-star hotel also. So these are the things which have created such an aura about clubs in Punjab that they have become hub of all sorts of activities, like cultural activities. All the top stars are performing in clubs in Punjab.
All too clearly, these clubs are now competing to grab attention as much as they are sought after. With membership of city clubs at a premium and waiting, lists continuing to lengthen, private country clubs are sprouting. For a people with perennial zest for life, clubbing has clearly come of age. The entertainment star generation next is serving its life in the club pie.